Hello and welcome to EPA's Green Scene, a series of environmental podcasts that you can take with you. I'm Judy Pino with the Office of Multimedia. Across the country, our growing population is putting stress on available water supplies. Between 1950 and the year 2000, the U.S. population nearly doubled. However, in that same period, public demand for water more than tripled. There's a reason why water has become a national priority, but there is a way for you to use water more efficiently by using plain water sense. A voluntary program that is sponsored by the EPA. And who better than Assistant Administrator for Water, Ben Grumbles, to tell us more. He's here today with us. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Ben, tell us, what do you mean when we say water sense at the EPA?
Well, water sense is common sense and an ethic of efficiency for protecting America's greatest liquid asset, water. In 2006, we launched a voluntary program called WaterSense, and the mission of the program is to encourage and enhance and promote the market for water-efficient, high-performing products and services that save water and also deliver for customers and consumers and maintain high performance.
Now, tell us exactly what products and services can earn the WaterSense label. This label right here.
Well, it's a label that also reflects not just a water drop, but also a leaf. So it's water and ecology. And you can find the label now. We're focusing on three areas in particular. One is high-efficiency toilets. Mm-hmm. A second is faucets and aerators in bathrooms. And a third is irrigation and landscape professionals, a certification for providers of services for landscape and irrigation design.
And we'll get into all of this in a little bit. But what is going on in the country right at this moment where water has become a top priority, now more than ever, you would say?
Well, Benjamin Franklin said it well. He said, we know the worth of water when the well runs dry. And many people also say that water is the oil of the 21st century. There's a lot of potential conflict. There's scarcity in some areas. In the U.S. in particular, it's predicted that at least 36 states will experience some shortage by 2013. And that's not just in drought-stricken areas. There's also a growing awareness of the value of water and its connection to energy. Water efficiency is connected to energy efficiency. If you save water, you're also going to be saving energy and money. A very important point is that if you let a faucet run for 5 minutes, it will use up the same amount of energy as burning a 60-watt light bulb for 14 hours.
And all of these are, of course, very important resources. Many of these stats you could get on the EPA website. Here's another one. According to the latest statistics, Americans now use an average of 100 gallons of water per day. That's enough to fill 1,600 drinking glasses. I had no idea that I was wasting so much water, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It is. There are so many opportunities through technology and innovation and awareness to save water. The 100 gallons statistic, that in some areas of the world, the number is really more like 3 to 11 gallons. Mm. We have many opportunities. When water enters the home, 30% of it goes down the drain through the toilets. So the bathrooms, we want to focus on what are some innovations and technologies to really save water without sacrificing performance in the bathroom.
So tell us, what can we do on a day-to-day basis to be more efficient with our water use?
Well, the first thing is to look for the WaterSense label. It's a very exciting program in development. We're working with partners across the whole country, utilities, manufacturers, environmental groups, and states. So look for the WaterSense label when you're in the market for a toilet.
And let's go to the other one. Fix that leak.
It's the silent problem of losing water is tremendous when you realize that if a faucet is dripping, if it drips one drop per second, that amounts to 2,600 gallons of water wasted in a year. So fix the leaks and the drips.
And that's why we also recommend that you turn off the faucet when you're brushing your teeth.
That's right. That is kids. When when you teach children to turn off the faucet, they're very excited about that because they then learn they can save 4 gallons a day. Just any time if you let the faucet run, you could be wasting that amount
of
water.
Sure, so start early with the kids. And of course, tell us about the toilets, the importance of having an efficient toilet, a modern toilet, water sense.
Maybe. You know, there are over 200 million toilets in the United States. And on a daily basis, 6.8 billion gallons of water is flushed down the drain. Toilets, in 1992 law established a very well-meaning goal, a requirement for all new toilets to flush no more than 1.6 gallons per flush.
Okay.
The exciting thing about the WaterSense program and working with manufacturers across the country is the second generation of high efficiency of low-flow toilets is now finding tremendous results of saving water and money and performing very well.
And how does EPA ensure that these qualities, these WaterSense products, will be as efficient as conventional models?
Well, when we put that label on a toilet, which means that it flushes less than 1.3 gallons per flush, what it means is that it performs better than or as good as other competing brands. What we do is we have independent third-party testing to ensure that performance criteria that look at a variety of factors are being met.
Okay. So, in essence, it is simple to save water.
It's simple, it's easier than you think, and it's more critical than ever because it also means saving money on your water bill, reducing the demands on utilities, and also saving energy and making an important step for mitigating greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Grumbles. Coming from you, we must pay attention. So let's use the WaterSense label, and we invite you to come back at any time to discuss this further. It's a very important topic.
It sure is. Thank you.
Thanks again. And to test your WaterSense, please visit www.epa.gov/WaterSense. And you can take the pledge to do your part to save water in 2008 and beyond. See you next time on Green Scene.